Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. I am your host and financial lifeguard, Christine Lucan. I help people who feel like they're drowning financially get to a safe place and catch their breath, and then I teach them how to swim. Even if you're an experienced swimmer, it's still good to have a financial lifeguard on duty just in case the water gets rough. Today's episode is Your Credit Score Questions Answered. I'll discuss what your credit score is and what it is not, and answer your burning questions on that subject. The first question I want to answer is, what does my credit score mean, and how is it calculated? Your credit score is a measure of how responsibly you interact with debt. So if you have no debt, then you have no basis to calculate a credit score. So therefore, if you've never borrowed money, you're not going to have a credit score. A very good source of information, if you want to really dig down into this, is myfico.com. And in looking at the website, it will actually show you how what components are part of making up your score. So in a nutshell, 30% of your credit score is based off your payment history. So that means, have you been paying on time when you're supposed to, and are you paying at least your minimum dues? 30% of your score is based on how much you owe. 15% is based on the length of your credit history. So the longer you have borrowed money and the longer your track record, that is a positive effect on your credit score. 10% is based off of new credit that you have applied for. And 10% is the types of credit used. So a mortgage is going to be scored differently than a credit card or a 0% finance through the furniture store. So those are ranked differently. And there's a lot of moving parts to the credit score, and it can be very confusing. In fact, I was trying to find just a very nice encapsulated overview of how your credit score is calculated, what's a good score. And there actually is a good resource on myfico.com. However, it is a 20-page booklet in a PDF, which you can download this if you want more information. And it's called Understanding My FICO Score. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of moving parts, and it's not cut and dry as to how it's calculated. But one thing is for sure, that your credit score is entirely reliant upon your interaction with debt. Therefore, your credit score is not a complete picture of how financially healthy you are. Why is that? Well, your credit score does not take into effect your income, nor does it take into account your net worth. So let me give you an example. Let's say tomorrow you find out, you know, your great uncle passed away and left you $1 million. That would not change your credit score. Even though you are now a millionaire, it doesn't matter. That does not affect your credit score at all. I have encountered some people who are just obsessed with their credit score. They check it all the time, sometimes weekly, sometimes daily, and they are just obsessed with getting that number to whatever it is their ideal goal is. And typically with the credit score, the higher it is, the better. And I equate this with people who are obsessed with the number on the scale when it comes to their weight. So we all know people like this, and maybe at some time you have been or are this person. you know, that you're weighing yourself multiple times a day and you feel like if I can get the scale to be 130, then, you know, that is my ideal goal. And that means that, you know, I've really achieved something. However, most people understand that the number on the scale is not a complete picture of how physically healthy you are. So let's say, for example, that we have two women. They're both 5'5", and they both weigh 130 pounds. Well, one woman might smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day and eat Rice Krispie treats for breakfast and weigh 130 pounds. Is she that healthy? Probably not. But then you've got the other woman over here who also weighs 130, but she has a high percentage of muscle. She drinks protein shakes every morning and works out on a consistent basis. So we know in our heads that even though they both weigh 130 pounds, that the fact that they both weigh 130 pounds isn't the complete picture of whether they're healthy or not. And the same goes for your credit score. It's just a small piece of how you're doing financially. And it only applies to your debt. It doesn't apply to your assets or your income. So it's important to keep that in mind and not obsess over that number. A great question I received is, if I'm not going to borrow money, should I even worry about my credit score? Actually, yes, you should worry about it a little bit. You should check your credit report at least once a year because you want to make sure that there aren't any errors or any fraud or identity theft going on. That is very important for your financial health, that you protect yourself from those types of things. You can do that for free at annualcreditreport.com. Now, most people are not going to be able to pay cash for a home. You're in a very small minority if you're able to do that. Now, my husband and I don't have any debt, but we do have a mortgage. And most American families either don't have the patience or don't have the means to save up that much money before they purchase their house. And I am okay with that as long as that payment fits well in their budget and doesn't overextend them. So you do want to make sure that your credit score isn't being damaged by something that is being reported erroneously or that somebody is, you know, fraudulently trying to open credit under your name, because that's going to hurt you when you go to buy a house or if you go to refinance your home. Because if your credit score is not good, it's going to affect your interest rate. And when you look at a mortgage, whether you're getting a 15-year, which is what I recommend, or you're getting a 30-year, when you look at even just a couple of percentage points, even a half of a percentage point, if you look at that number and the difference in that interest over 15 years or 30 years, not at least keeping an eye on your credit score could really hurt you and cost you a lot of money. The other thing is that employers and insurance companies also check your credit. And that runs right into my next question that people had asked me. Why do employers and insurance companies check my credit? You know, they're not extending me any credit. They're not letting me borrow money from them. So why would they bother to check my credit? Here's why. Your credit report and credit scores are a good indicator of personal responsibility. Studies have shown that there is a direct correlation between a person's credit and the likelihood of that person filing an insurance claim. People with poor credit histories are generally more likely to file car insurance claims, and so they often are going to pay above average insurance rates. And people with excellent credit histories are generally less likely to file insurance claims. And usually they're rewarded with lower than average rates. That just makes sense. Some people think that this isn't fair. They don't think that this should even enter into the equation. And there are some states that actually agree with that. Three states in particular, at this point, California, Massachusetts, and Hawaii, currently forbid insurance companies from using credit data when determining car insurance rates. So they can only look at factors like, you know, previous claim history, age, marital status, and, you know, those things that were traditionally taken into account. But every other state allows insurance companies to use some sort of credit data when they determine their rates. So, you know, if you ignore the credit score completely, that could hurt you when you go to renew your insurance. Now, you may be able to go to the insurance company or insurance agent and say, look, you know, I don't borrow money. That's why I don't have a credit score. I am more than willing to pay my insurance 100% upfront in cash. And if you look at my past history of, you know, either very few or no accident claims, and, you know, the fact that I'm married, we don't have any teenage drivers, they actually may make exceptions to that. So it's certainly worth discussing. But as a standard, they are going to check that. The other thing is that employers will check credit when they are considering an employee for a job. And typically, a lot of times it is a post-offer credit check. And it's usually a part of all of the regular background checks that go on during the employment process. And the reason why they do that is it is a good indicator of how personally responsible somebody is going to be. It's especially important if the potential employee is going to have access to company credit cards or other assets of the company, because it generally means that they're going to be more responsible with that company credit card and not abuse it or use it for personal use than somebody who has bad credit. And as someone who was an HR manager for 13 years, I can tell you that it is a very good indicator when we would have potential employees, even if we ended up hiring them, if they had bad credit histories, they were always a high-maintenance employee. They were wanting to try and get their paychecks early or get in advance on their paychecks, or they were using the company credit card for personal things, taking loans against their 401ks. So it is a very good indicator. So we do need to pay attention to that. Now, since we've only got a minute left, I actually have several other questions that I haven't answered yet. So next week, we are going to do part two of your credit score questions answered. Now, for those listeners who are in the greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky area, my budgeting for the Small Business Owner Workshop is going to be held on April 21st at 1 p.m. This class will help business owners and commission salespeople budget with a variable income and calculate how much money they need to smooth out their monthly cash flow. So you can register for this class on my website, christinelukin.com, and click on the Events tab. Thank you for listening to this episode of Financial Lifeguard on Duty. Join us next week for part two of your credit score questions answered. Until then, have a great week.